Broadcasting from occupied territories, War the Flea Media, it's the Reality Dysfunction Podcast, a space where a diverse group of brown folk from across the nation explore the political experiences and social future of our Chicano Latino community. Control the narrative. Resist the dysfunction.
Refusing to assign a secret, an ultimate meaning to text, liberates what may be called an anti-theological activity, an activity that is truly revolutionary, since to refuse meaning is, in the end, to refuse God and his hypostases. Reason, Science, Law, Roland Barthes. This begging for scraps at the electoral table, not cute, not a good look, acting like boot-licking sycophants standing around defending the need to vote for Republican or Democrat, all the while maintaining it doesn't matter which, as long as you participate, making declarative statements about how you aren't going to vote for either because neither party represents you. The irritating thing those people have in common is none of them are actually doing anything to build real political power for Chicano, Latino, or other indigenous peoples. These two options, Republican and Democrat, are simply default acquiescence to the settler colonial political structure. If your goal is to end colonialism, doesn't matter who you vote for, so go ahead and vote. I do, even though I believe that voting in every election is ultimately voting for colonialism. How is that true? Well, it's true because the entire argument of participation, regardless of which two sides you are on, is only about settler colonial party politics and the perpetuation of the settler colonial state by its own laws and regulations established at the moment of conquest to exclude black and brown people. I want the rarely explored third option within U.S. colonial politics to be the Republican Democrat, if you don't vote, you can't complain binary, which in this case can only be a sentiment designed to muddy the historical waters of brown exclusion. That third option states, anyone not actively participating in building mass political organizations for Chicanos, Latinos, and indigenous people have no reason to complain about the second-class treatment we receive across society, whether you vote or not. Chicanos argue endlessly about being Democrat and Republican, but never about whether we should have our own political party. No, we just laugh those clowns right out of the room. For no other reason, really, than our community simply cannot conceive of a situation where Chicano indigenous political force could offer an alternative to the political and economic force of settler colonialism. The belief indigenous people are political, cultural, economic, and social losers is the plain view secret of U.S. history books, movies, and religious sermons written over the past 500 years. That deeply embedded secret contends indigenous sovereignty is fractured, so beyond repair that as a community, especially Chicanos and other indigenous people, openly scoff at even the suggestion of resistance, even one that fully operates within the parameters of this nation's laws, like forming a political party. Recognizing any political allegiance to the Chicano indigenous community beyond benign cultural practices puts people in dangerous territory. Those individuals stand on the threshold of a mighty refusal, ready to embrace the understanding that the national liberation of a people is the regaining of the historical personality of that people. Chicanos have to evolve politically if we are ever going to be more than a way for neolibs to prove they speak a little Spanish. One way for that evolution to happen is when the political mutation of regaining our historical personality is introduced and intentionally spread to the population. By regaining our historical personality, Chicanos embrace our political destiny, not as subjects of a settler colonial state, but as politically sovereign groups of people. That is political, economic, and social evolution. Turning our backs on the settler politics of the Republican and Democratic parties in favor of building a Chicano Latino indigenous political party that serves as a first step toward a return to history. It is this call for regaining history that is the dangerous part, because it demands a large group of people recognize and reject the political reality of the past 500 years. It demands political action, and as a result of that demand, is so thoroughly ridiculed, it's hard to bring it up at all. But we must have a political party, one that works for the future of the Chicano indigenous people. The passing days of the last 4 years bring us all closer and closer to the truth of our profound disappointment in the Dems and our deep dislike for Republicans. But it still hasn't occurred to the majority of Raza that they could form a political party based on the recouping of our historical personality. No one is saying good work isn't happening in our indigenous Chicano Mexicano communities across the country. There are real heroes everywhere. This type of low-intensity grassroots organizing can begin to build a new Chicano indigenous culture to replace existing colonial culture and its twisted institutions. Are our interests really so divergent from the rest of the population? We live on this planet, drink water, breathe air, and need food. Our interests are divergent not from the people around us, but from the political economic system that seeks to uphold narcissistic capitalism intent on destroying the earth. I would argue the only thing that is hard to believe is how many of us fight against the idea of owning our own political power. The process of reflection, knowledge, action, and transformation are basic expressions of indigenous knowledge acquisition found across the hemisphere, what the West calls the scientific method. To study or reflect on a matter is the building of knowledge and understanding about the material conditions a population faces. When specific knowledge presents itself, a decision should be made about the course of action to correct those conditions. The need for a Chicano indigenous political response has grown across the 20th century and into the 21st, leading us to this moment of creation around the idea of a national Chicano plebiscite, in which the possibility of profound political, social, and economic change has never been more real or inescapable. Once the course of an action is engaged, as in any physical process, action leads to evolution. This process removes us from the linear notion of time to a circular understanding by deleting the deficit model forced on us by settler colonialism and recentering on the success of the indigenous Chicano community outside of its relationship to settler colonialism. The development of political will, reflection, is the key to organizing political party victories, knowledge. A people's movement produces actionable power, action, as a consequence of the political mobilization of the people by the organizer. Political cultural education with the goal of building a political party is the crucial task of any anti-colonial organizing initiative seeking to educate, mobilize, organize, and arm the whole of the people in order that they may take part, transformation, in the resistance.
This is The Reality Dysfunction.